You are listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We believe that Jesus came to set you free and nothing can cancel the truth of God's word. Now here's your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, Pastor Joey Santora.
What is going on Uncanceled? How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. We're definitely not recording after Impact on Monday. We definitely are recording on Thursday,
like
Thanksgiving.
We
normally do. Yeah, it's definitely not after Impact on Monday.
No, we came here on Thanksgiving to record this.
Right. No, of course. That's definitely what we did.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And it's just convenient that we have crumble pies.
Yeah, no.
Like the mini ones that we got for Impact on Monday. It's just coincidence.
Yeah, no, I went back and got more.
Right. Because Crumble's open on Thanksgiving. All right, here we go. It is time to rate that crumble pie. Oh,
this is a little.
It's a pecan. It's a pecan pie.
Definitely not because that's all that was left after Impact on Monday.
Definitely not. We chose that.
Yeah.
You should have made me guess what was left over. That's okay. Let's go. It's nice. Yeah, it's good.
That's nice.
I mean,
that's nice.
Look, did you get a crust?
Yeah.
The crust tastes like a cookie, like their cookie batter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Like a sugar cookie.
Wow.
That's great. That's really good.
Excuse me, I'm just going to eat this.
I don't know if I had incredibly high hopes.
I didn't.
But that's good.
You know that Allie liked the pecan pie. That's the one that she wanted.
I mean, it's, and obviously we didn't have any of the others on Impact on Monday, but.
Right, but that's not why we have them.
No. But this one's good. We're kind of just eating
it. Yeah, we're kind of just eating it. Well, I just preached for an hour. I mean, no,
on
I didn't.
Monday.
Yeah, three days ago.
Yeah.
We should just make them watch us eat this. Really good.
It is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I have a rating for it. It's not the best pie I ever had in my life.
I don't know when's the last time I had a pecan pie, but.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I have to rate it as a pecan. Like, this is kind of like a separate rating, I guess, from the rest of the cookies because it's like different, right?
Should I still put it on the thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it should count.
Do you think, like, what do you think, like, what's like your rating? I want to know.
Man, I thought it was really good. I am going to eat the rest of it off camera. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
To be honest with you, man, I just don't have any way that I can give it any, like, it's really good. Like, it's like an 8.5, yeah. I don't really have much commentary here. This is kind of lame.
Oh, that's okay.
This is kind of lame.
I think they enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that you guys did. By the way, our last video.
2 comments.
And one of them was definitely not me.
You forgot to put on the burner account.
No, technically 3 comments.
You're right.
No.
2 better.
Yeah, why is nobody comment?
Happy Thanksgiving if you're watching this video. Because it's coming out the day after Thanksgiving.
Hold on. Let me see.
Comment happy Thanksgiving with...
Bro, like, we had 40 viewers. How come nobody... People just didn't comment?
Hey. Comment happy Thanksgiving. Separate comment, the turkey emoji.
Yeah. I might have to... No, that's not really a conversation right now, is it? All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to Rate That Crumble Cookie. And now back to... you're going to go back to the Impact room because we're definitely not in Sunbooks right now. You're going back to the Impact room and you're going to listen to my wife. So, yeah. See you guys next week.
I haven't been here in a long time. Welcome to the Uncanceled Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so happy to be here. I haven't been here in quite some time, so I'm really glad to be here. If you're watching this on Friday, I don't remember the date, but happy Thanksgiving. It's the day after Thanksgiving. If you're going Black Friday shopping today, best of luck to you. I will not be going. But I'm super glad to be here and to bring you guys a teaching from God's Word today. Turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 20. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I felt this kind of like come up in my spirit as I was speaking with them. And so I wanted to use it today for a podcast teaching. I guess that I will call it Be a Servant. That's the best title I have right now. Maybe I'll come up with a better one as we go through. So Matthew chapter 20, verse number 25. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." I was thinking about how important it is in the life of a believer to be somebody who's always willing to serve, who's always willing to say, "Here I am, I'm willing and available to do whatever is asked of me." You know, Jesus, if anyone had the right to come and say, "I want to be served," or "I deserve to be served," Jesus had every right to say that. But this scripture tells us, Jesus himself said, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." Jesus, part of his whole purpose on the earth was to come to serve people. He didn't come to be served or sit high and have people look at him and say, "Look at this person." But he came to serve people, to give them what they needed, to bring the gospel to them. But he came to serve them and not to be served. And so the way in the kingdom of God is not to just aim to go high, but it is really when you go low, you're then exalted. So what does the verse say before? Among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must first be a servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must first be a slave. And so when you want to go up in the kingdom, it's not, I just climb some ladder of success, but the way to for God to lift you up, the way for God to exalt you in his kingdom is to become a servant. And that's not in a way of, okay, well, maybe become a servant so I can get somewhere. But you need to have the heart of a servant. Somebody who says, I'm humbling myself. I'm not somebody that sees myself as someone who's high, but I've come to serve. I'm here to serve the people of God, to serve the house of God, to do whatever God has asked of me. I'm not here to be served, but I'm here to serve. And I feel like a lot of times, sometimes even in ministry, people are just looking to please themselves. They're looking at what's in it for me? What's the best for me? How can I make this go in my best interest? But at the end of the day, it's not about you. Maybe that's a better title for this. It's not about you, but you're here to serve, and you're here to give your life and to serve the kingdom of God. And there's a few Bible examples I want to give of men and women of God that were servants of God. If you go to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 8, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible for a lot of reasons. But what I want to read you today, let's start chapter 4, verse number 8. One day, Elisha went to the town of Shunem. A wealthy woman lived there, and she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. She said to her husband, "I am sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by." This woman, she wasn't looking to just oh, what's in it for me? But she said, how can I serve the man of God? How can I help this man who's working for God on the earth, who's helping people for the Lord, who's coming and saying, let me help you, who's coming and speaking on behalf of God? How can I help this man? And she does something so practical. She says, not only am I gonna give him a meal, she did that and then he kept coming by, but then she said, let me build a place in my house for him to come stay. And every time he would come, he would then go stay there. And if you keep reading the story, she received such a great blessing for making room for the anointed man in her house. But what I want to point out here is that she wasn't looking to just say, what's in it for me? That wasn't her reason at all. But she said, I want to serve the man of God. I want to serve who God has sent. She was literally looking to serve. It wasn't anything about her. But how can we help this man? How can we serve him? She served the man of God. If you go to Proverbs 31, this is an example of a woman who served her family, who served her household. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 12. Verse number 13. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and prepares the day's work for her servant girls. So she's like serving her family. She's not living to say, how can I please myself? How can I serve me? But she's looking to say, how can I serve others? It's things she's doing for others, not just for her own benefit, but she's looking to serve. She's somebody who's looking to see, how can I help you? And that's what I want to encourage you with today, to be somebody that says, how can I help you? How can I better serve the kingdom of God? How can I better serve those around me? How can I better serve my family? If you're married, how can I better serve my husband or my wife? How can I better serve my parents? How can I better serve everybody else except for me? You should be looking to help other people and not just yourself. Being somebody who's selfless, who's saying, I'm putting other people before myself, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus came not to be served. Don't look to be somebody that looks to be served, waiting for somebody to come wait on you hand and foot. Look to serve other people. And it's such a great feeling when you're able to say, I'm able to help, I'm able to serve. It's not like it's just, oh, like poor me, I have to do all this work. It's very fulfilling to say, let me help, let me serve you. And Jesus came to do just that. He came to serve. Let's go down to verse number 20 in this same chapter. Verse number 20, this woman, it says, she extends a helping hand to the poor and she opens her arms to the needy. Even that, she serves the poor. She serves those who she sees needs help. She sees a need and she doesn't just say like, oh, that's really sad that they're in that place of they don't have enough. They don't have a place to go. It says that she's a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She says, I see a need and I'm filling it. She's not just letting it pass by and say, oh, somebody else will get it. The next person will get it. It reminds me of the story of the man on the road that he was left for dead. And all those people passed him by. They didn't help him out. But finally, somebody came and said, I'll help you. And we need to be that person that says, I'm not leaving this person just for the next person to come help out. But I'm here because I want to serve you. I want to help you and do everything that I can to see you have a great life. Everything that I can to see God's word come to pass in your life. How can I better help you? Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 3. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others as well. Don't be selfish. In this, Paul is saying it so plainly, like, don't be selfish. Like, don't look trying to impress others, but be humble. And ultimately, that's how you achieve this way of serving people, of having that humility about you. That doesn't look to just say, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, but you're seeing others as greater than yourselves, seeing how you can help others, taking on, even asking the Lord, and taking that place of humility of saying, I don't know everything, I'm not everything, I haven't arrived, but I'm going to be somebody who serves, who looks to help, because I'm not here to be served, but I'm here to serve. And just like I said in the beginning, if Jesus, the Savior of the world, who stepped down from glory to come to earth for you and I, if anybody had a right to say, come serve me, come help me, all of those things, he could have done that. But he didn't. He said he came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. He gave it all up for us. The least that we can do is look to serve others and see that the kingdom of God is not a way of just seeing how can everybody else serve me, but seeing how can I serve others? How can I better help others in their lives? How can I better help them when I see that they're in need? How can I help them? Even if there isn't a need and you see, you know, you hear them even say they want something. Oh, they've been really wanting that. God put it on my heart to get it for them. How can you serve them? How can you better help them? And it's a joy to give. The Bible says that when you refresh others, you will be refreshed. So like I was saying, serving, it's not something that, you know, you just go and your tank goes empty. Though when you refresh others, they'll be refreshed. It's great to be helped, but when you help others, it's refreshing. It's refreshing for you. And so, you know, we need to have this same attitude as Christ. And if you keep reading in Philippians chapter 2, well, I'll just read it. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. It says, you must have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. He appeared in human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him. See right there, it said he humbled himself and therefore God exalted him. Keep reading verse number 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, God exalted him, but because he humbled himself, those who are humbled then can be exalted. The Bible says that God resists the proud, but he gives more grace to the humble. He gives more grace to the humble. God can't deal with you when you're proud. He can't help you when you're proud, but when you're somebody who's humble, he can help you. And so that's ultimately part of being a servant, is taking on the same attitude of Christ, the same humility, saying, "Not, I'm not looking to please myself. I'm not looking to be self-seeking. How can I just do my own thing, build my own life? I'm looking ultimately, like before you even serve anybody else, you're looking to serve the Lord. What can I do for the kingdom of God? How can I get this gospel into the earth? How can I make sure that people know the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth that changed my life? How can I make sure that this gets out? God, how can I serve you? That should be your first priority. God, I'm putting everything else aside. None of that matters. A couple weeks ago when Evangelist Wesley was here, he was talking about how, you know, it should no longer be about how can I get the American dream. You know, it's all, we see all these things in the American life that we live, that people strive for. The perfect house with the picket fence, with the 3 kids, with the, you know, dog, all of those things. And not that those things are bad, but that shouldn't be, you know, the you've reached perfection. You've reached life when you get there. Those things will all come when you serve God in the best way possible. But you need to put all of that aside. It needs, put all of those desires that you say, me, what do I want? It's all about me. It's not about you. It's not about you. Put it aside. Give it up. The Bible says you need to give up your own way. Give up your own way to follow Christ. You got to give up those things and say, I'm giving that up to serve the Lord. I'm giving it up to serve him with everything that I have. Whatever he says, I'm going. Whatever he asks me to do, that I'm doing it, because I'm not here to be served, but I'm here to serve. And I have the greatest model, Jesus Christ, who came to do the same, who came not to be served, but to give his life as a ransom for many. He is the greatest example to me. And I want to have the same attitude as Christ. So as you're doing that and you're saying, I'm going to serve God to the best of my ability, all of those wonderful things that you've decided, I'm giving up my own way to follow the Lord, those will all come. The Bible says when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things that you need, everything will be added unto you. So you don't have to have a worry like, well, I'm going to give up all these things and then I'm just going to be left with nothing. God's going to forget about me. That would never happen. When you serve God, God always sees what you do. He sees everything, the good and the bad. And when he sees that you're serving him, that you're seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything else will be added to you. So don't feel like, well, I'm serving the Lord, I'm losing. You're not losing, but you're putting things aside. You're losing to gain, really. You're losing your life to gain a great life with Christ. But that should be your first goal, to say, I'm going to serve the Lord. It's not about me, but I'm here to serve the Lord. Secondly, after I'm serving the Lord, I'm here to serve others. I'm here to serve people around me. And however that looks like, I shouldn't just be looking to do things for myself. You know, a lot of our listeners and people who watch, you guys are students. You're still living with your parents at home. Your parents do a lot for you. They really go above and beyond to help you with things in your life. Look to see, what are ways that I can serve my parents? What are ways that I can help them? And ultimately, when you do that, you know, it's showing a great example of what God has done in your life. And maybe your parents aren't saved, they're people, or maybe they know God, but not in the same way that you do. As they see, you're going above and beyond to say, you know, I'm going to help you. I'm not looking to please myself. I'm not worried about me, but I'm going to help you. That's a great, like, witness, a great testimony of, wait a second, something's different about him. And he's going above and beyond to help me. Like, what's going on? And they'll see your life has really changed. And it may even bring people to know Jesus because of that very thing. So don't feel like it's all in vain, but look to even serve your family, serving those around you. This is not just I do this in a portion of my life, but this is part of the life of being a Christian, of saying, I'm not looking to be self-seeking. I'm not selfish. I'm not looking to build up my own self and make people see me a type of way, but I'm going to have the same attitude as Christ, that though he was God, he gave all of that up. He gave it all up, and then God exalted him. So when you give up your own way to follow Christ, it's going to be better for you. It's going to be great. But as you're doing that, look to serve others. Say, how can I serve others as I'm serving the Lord? As I'm serving God, who's coming into my life that I say, I can help them. I can serve them better. If you're married, how can I serve my spouse better? How do I see things that maybe they don't just need, but things that I know that they love. I know that they love when I get them, you know, whatever. I'm trying to think of something like my husband. Well, like, he'll love when I'll make certain desserts and I know, okay, he really likes that. I'll make that for him. Maybe I don't feel like it that particular day. Or I'll say this. He loves when there's rolls with dinner. That's like one of his favorite things. So there's not a lot of times that I always feel like making those. But you know what? He likes them. And I do it because I love him. He used this example last night about, you know, doing things for me like that. But, you know, in the same way, I'm doing it because I love him ultimately. And it's not about me. It's not about you. So get your head out of the place of everybody's going to serve me. It's all about me. It's all about my life. It's not about you. It's really not about you. And so today, I hope that you take away from this. First and foremost, I'm here to serve the Lord. My life is to please God. Before anything else, I want to serve God with my entire life. Secondly, I want to serve others. How can I better serve people that are around me? How can I better serve my church? Maybe you've been going to your church for a while or to your youth group. Maybe you're somebody in Impact that you've been coming, you love coming, but you're not somebody who's serving. Look to serve in the house of God. Look to serve. You'll find that you actually love it. But it's something that's really important for your life as a Christian to say, I'm somebody who serves. I'm not somebody who looks to just take, but I'm looking to be somebody who gives. And like the scripture I was saying, that those who refresh others, will they themselves be refreshed? So it will benefit your life when you serve others. It will benefit your life when you serve God. When you serve God, your life will go so much better for you because you're serving him, because you're seeing when I please the Lord, when I seek first his kingdom, everything else is added to me. The way of God is the best way. And so part of that way is to be somebody who serves, being like the Shunammite woman who says, how can I better serve this man of God who's coming to town? He didn't even ask her. He didn't say, can I please come by for a meal? Can you please make a place for me in your house? None of that. In fact, it says that she like persuaded him. She begged him, please come to my home to eat. And then he came from there on after. She was looking to say, I see this. How can I help this guy? Because this guy, he's a man of God, a representation of God. And so from that very thing, for her making room for him in her house, she received such a great blessing. She had a son. Then when her son died, he was raised back to life. And it was all because of she made room for that and this man of God in her home. All of those things, you know, like things don't just happen. You have to sometimes make things happen. And so you never know that as you're serving somebody, as you're helping somebody, what kind of doors it will even open for you. And you shouldn't do it with that motive of your heart. But knowing that as you ultimately, as you serve God, that God is going to help you. As you serve certain people, as you serve certain ministries, as you serve your family, you don't know what that's going to then open up from there. Who could get saved from seeing what you're doing? Who can, you know, how the kingdom of God, the gospel is going to go further because you're helping a ministry, you know, take pictures, take video to get onto social media that now people across the other side of the world are now hearing about this ministry and being blessed by it. Like all of those things are connected. And so realize that your serving is not a small, it's not something small. It's not insignificant. But when you serve the kingdom of God, when you serve men and women of God, when you serve people around you, it's actually going to create great things in your life, in the kingdom of God. It's going to make sure that as you're doing that, it's not about you. It's not about you, but it's about building the kingdom of God. All of it, everything is connected. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, but we need to get out of our heads that, you know, all about me and all about what I'm doing and all of like, you know, how my life is going. We need to sometimes take a step back and say, how is this going to help the kingdom of God? What can I do to make this be something that benefits the gospel of Jesus Christ? How can I use this gift that God has given to me to help serve him better? All of that. You know, we need to take a step back and get our eyes off of ourselves and ultimately get our eyes on the Lord, our eyes on Jesus Christ and say, God, I'm serving you with my life. I've laid my life down. I've given up my own way to follow your way. I've given up my own way. It's completely given up. But I've given it up to follow your way. And the way of God is great. The Bible says that the path of the righteous, it gets brighter and brighter day by day. So as you follow Jesus Christ, your life you're not going backwards. You're going forward. Your life is getting better. You're growing. You're going from glory to glory. You're being changed. You're becoming more like Jesus. And your life is great. Your life is getting better. I can say, like, with all confidence, with all like the just with everything in me, that when I ever since I really truly gave my life to Christ, like it wasn't, you know, I grew up in church. And I was always in church from, I don't even know, from however many weeks old I was until now. I've always been in church. And I gave my life to the Lord when I was like, I think I was six. I was in a kids' church service one time. That was the first time I remember giving my heart to Jesus. But it was different because it wasn't really real to me. I didn't really understand. But when I was 15 years old and I really decided I wanted to make this real. Like I'm giving my life to God. Whatever God wants to do with my life, like I want it. I want in. I'm throwing everything in because of what I was trying to do is not working. The way I was trying to go, it's not good. And so when I made that decision to say, I'm putting it all in, to serve God, to give my life to God. I can say to you with not a doubt in my mind that everything in my life has just gotten better. Everything in my life. I've received so much joy, so much peace. I've received great revelation from the Word of God. And then things in my physical life, God has blessed me financially. God has blessed me with a wonderful husband, a growing ministry that I get to be a part of. All of these things are because I decided to give up my own way and say, I'm done with that, but I want to serve God. And that can be you too. You can say, I'm giving up my own way. I'm giving that all up to serve God, to serve Him, not to be served, but to serve others, to serve the Lord. And so that's what I want to challenge you with today, to be somebody who serves. It's not about you, but it's about serving the Lord, serving those who are around you and saying, it's not about me, but it's about serving the Lord. And so I want to pray with you today for anybody who's on here that says, I haven't made that decision to give up my own way and to serve Jesus. I want what you have, what you say the Bible says I can have. And if you're somebody who says, I want to give my life to Jesus, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Lord, thank you so much for giving your life for me. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I repent of my sin and I'm a Christian now. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I pray for every listener watching that God, you would help them become a servant, to be somebody who ultimately serves you, God, but looks to serve others around them and sees that we can have the same attitude that you had, God, that you didn't come to be served, but you came to serve, to give your life. We thank you, God, that we have this opportunity to serve you, to serve your kingdom, and for our lives to benefit from it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really happy you are here. Can't wait to see you next week on the Uncancelled Podcast. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Uncancelled Podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by the teaching today. If you are between the grades of 5th through 12th grade, make sure to check us out in person at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in next week for another weekly podcast from Uncancelled. God bless.